Now, I want to share something with you that's facing some of our farmers. Hundreds of New South Wales farmers are facing bankruptcy because of aggressive legal action from a New South Wales government department. Right now, in the state's northwest, around Moree, Narrabri and Walgett, more than 120 farmers are facing massive fines. I'm talking about fines of $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 each. These fines, issued by the Office of Environment and Heritage, are a result of farmers clearing trees and vegetation on their own land. If you're a farmer in New South Wales and you want to cut down some bush to give your sheep or your cattle more room to graze or to plant some more crops, you need a permit. And farmers don't mind getting permits, but the problem is the Office of Environment and Heritage says for every hectare of land that you clear, you cannot touch 4 hectares of your land forever. So you can clear a hectare of vegetation on your farm, but then 4 hectares of land will be locked up for the rest of time. Livestock can still graze on locked up land, but farmers can't plant crops or touch it in any way. These poor people have been on the phone to us in tears. They are too afraid to come on the radio because 120 of them are already facing massive fines of up to $500,000. Matt Keane, the new Minister for Environment, Adam Marshall, the new Minister for Agriculture, what is doing? What are you doing to these people? What is this department doing to these poor people? They're already dealing with drought and now they're facing bankruptcy because of legal action. I mean, seriously, as you can imagine, following the legal path is unaffordable for many of these farming families. Their land is their livelihood. And what farmer can afford having 4 hectares of their own land declared useless for every hectare they clear? And when they dare to make their own decisions on their own land, the government is spying on them from the sky. And if you've cleared 500 hectares, well, that's a $500,000 fine. Now, if you're from the Big Smoke, clearing 500 hectares sounds like a lot, but we're talking about farms which are thousands and thousands of hectares in size. When is the government going to order the Office of Environment and Heritage to get off their backs? People have been killing themselves because of the pressure they've been under due to the drought, and now we kick these people when they're barely hanging on. I'll be seeking answers from the New South Wales government and the new Environment Minister, Matt Keane. Matt, come on. What are we doing to these people?